Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues. Hour number two. We have the news quiz coming up that everybody loves, and we can learn the stories together. Lots of stories. For tickets to An Evening with Brad Paisley, I'll be there hosting. It is for the Tom Sherrick MS Hope Foundation at the Saban Theater. You get to see a superstar, Brad Paisley, up close and personal. If you like the Zac Brown Band, you can go see him. He's at the Hollywood Bowl. Your choice of tickets when we play the news quiz. I need to talk about Harvey Weinstein, but first, I see that the chief of staff, Dan Kelly, is up there, and he's doing a press conference now, putting away the rumors, putting to bed the rumors that he is being fired or he's quitting. And usually that means he's being fired or he's quitting. Usually when you have to address rumors that big, it means you're probably leaving and you're quitting. I mean, think of Scaramucci. Think of everybody who's given press conferences to say stuff that then flipped. You know, the smash cut in a movie sense would be, okay, goodbye, I'm leaving and packing up my stuff. So we'll see what the over-under is there. Let me start out with the Harvey Weinstein story, giving you context of what's happening today. Megyn Kelly may have just turned the corner this morning, because I understand I was walking by the TV and I saw her. She's railing about Harvey Weinstein. So she's actually doing something that's in the news. She needs this. Her show is not only down 32% from the show before it last year, but she's taken down Hoda and Kathy Lee. They're down 26%. So they're saying it's a disaster. And may I just say about Megyn Kelly, and I'm not a genius when it comes to programming, but it may be Drew. If our boss is listening, you think Drew's in the other room listening? So you have a woman who's on at night on Fox, right, at a certain time. She's killing there. She does almost 3 million viewers at her slot at Fox. And Steve, follow me on this, right? Fox is, who's watching that, 55-year-old men. 55-year-old white men, 55-plus, or let's say 50-plus. It's an older skewing, okay? That's who's on Fox. They now move her to a morning show. A, most of that audience is not available because they work, but they were available to watch her on Fox. B, the makeup of the audience for daytime is female and ethnic. What did they think they were doing by paying her $18 million? Who's coming with her? And C, she changed who she is. I'm not even going to do what everybody watched me for. I'm going to do happy talk and talk about puppies. The other day, they had a dog named Petey on. I didn't see what it was, but I could only imagine a dog with diabetes or whatever. So today, they got her talking about Harvey Weinstein, and she's taking questions from the audience, so that may turn it around. But I look at this, and I think, executives for $18 million, how did they think that was going to translate? She went from wearing leather pants and looking smoking hot on Fox to now she's an Amish housewife all of a sudden. It's the weirdest thing in the world. It's like, let's do everything we can to move people away. So today, she's on Harvey Weinstein, because it's the big story. The Justice Department is making moves on Harvey Weinstein. They've ordered the FBI to open a probe over fears that he's going to leave the country and do a Polanski. Because why would you go to a health clinic, a sex clinic overseas? I know that he now supposedly is going to Virginia to a sex clinic, but that keeps changing. There was a video that was released when he was wandering the street in front of his house because he had an argument with his daughter. And apparently they said he was out in the street wandering around and asking somebody to pick him up so he could get in their car. That's not what it looked like to me. Here's what it sounded like, a piece of that.
Guys, I'm not doing okay.
You're not.
I'm trying. I got to get help, guys.
So that's the police. They ended up not doing anything because they said it was a family disagreement. And the quote was to his daughter, you're just making things worse. I can imagine a powerful executive sitting home in his sweatpants and the daughter's trying to give him advice. He's now talking to people he would never listen to in the past because he's Mr. Powerful Pants. And now the daughter's going, Dad, you should do this. And and here's what Mom says, even though she hates you, it's all of that. And Harvey's losing his mind and his brother's attacking him. So the police did respond and they had this family feud going on, because she said he was really depressed and maybe even suicidal. And what's interesting, more people are coming out and saying they've had situations with Harvey. Here's my question, though. His brother is attacking him at this point and saying he's a liar and his apologies are hollow. Bigger question. His brother worked with him for 40, 50 years in Miramax, okay, which I didn't realize was named after their parents, Miriam and Max. I never knew the origin of Miramax. There you go, a little tidbit. But But you're going to really tell me that Bob Weinstein worked with the brother for 40, 50 years sitting at a desk next to his and knew nothing about this? The COO of the company knew nothing about this. And they're getting to weigh in on Harvey and his situation and what he should do to get help. These guys should all, if you're shutting down Miramax or shutting down the company, I think you got to ask, what did Bob know? What did David Glasser know? These guys are all giving interviews as it feels like a guy they heard about that does stuff. They worked with him every single day. Walt Disney was the parent company of Miramax when the settlements happened. So did they know about the hush money? When you're paying out settlements, how do you put that on the books? I guarantee they couldn't make the books here at the radio station where they could give $800,000 to somebody and just say, yeah, we don't know where that went. No, you have to kind of account for that or cover it up and say what it is, designated as something else. The other thing is, who wrote the checks for the payouts? Who in that company approved the payouts? Who was working on this stuff? The criminal charges, how many settlements? So there are a lot of questions that need to be asked. And Ronan Farrow is saying that NBC turned down the story, and the reason they turned down the story was that Harvey Weinstein had helped his dad, his alleged dad, Woody Allen. So he was too close to the situation, and it made the story less than credible. He says no, that's not the case. And he said that he had to report the story, but NBC is saying that's the reason that they passed on the story. Here you go.
Why did you end up reporting this story for The New Yorker and not for NBC News?
Look, you would have to ask NBC and NBC executives about the details of that story. I'm not going to comment on any news organization's story that they, did or didn't run. I will say that over many years, many news organizations have circled this story and faced a great deal of pressure in doing so. And there are now reports emerging publicly about the kinds of pressure that news organizations face in this. And that is real. In the course of this reporting, I was threatened with a lawsuit personally by Mr. Weinstein. And, we've already seen that the Times has been publicly threatened with a suit. I don't want to describe any suits leveled at other organizations that I work with. But certainly this is a considerable amount of pressure that outlets get as well.
And his brother, like I said, I love the fact that the brother's all over the case, but saying his younger brother saying he's obviously a very sick man. There's no remorse and the apologies are hollow. He's a world-class liar and he's looking to blame others. Thank you, Bob. I really appreciate this. I think just from what I see of this guy's personality, Harvey Weinstein, he's going to come back with a vengeance to take these people down. As I mentioned the other day, when you're the producer on movies, you know what goes on film sets? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And not with people that you should be having sex, drugs, and rock and roll with. I'm sure Harvey Weinstein knows about everybody who's cheated with anybody in Hollywood. Who's doing drugs? Who was around him when he was doing stuff we could take down? So I think he's going to come back with a vengeance. I know that Rose McGowan was blocked from Twitter for a brief time, and she was upset about that. She's kind of leading the charge in the deal. And she, boy, did she go after Ben Affleck. Saying this guy, because Ben Affleck came out, he claimed he had no knowledge of Weinstein's behavior, and he posted a bunch of emails proving that his colleagues were also kind of well aware, and McGowan went out of her mind saying, you're full of it, we discussed it, and he now had to apologize after this groping accusation of somebody that he groped at MTV, a host there. So the big backlash has started on Ben Affleck. And Rose McGowan just going after him like crazy. And all of these people are saying they didn't know. Meanwhile, there are jokes that they did about Harvey Weinstein for years. Seth MacFarlane in 2013 at the Oscars did a Harvey Weinstein joke, which he said was directed at him because he knew about the abuse. And then Jimmy Kimmel's actually getting some pushback on the internet. And he's not getting pushback for anything he said. He's getting pushback for, hey, wait a minute. You're a healthcare advocate, so you're railed about that. You're a gun control advocate, and you've turned your show into some advocacy. Where's the outrage on all of the abuse of women in show business that they have to deal with forever? And the assumption there is, because he's friends with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, he's not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. He's not going to go near that. And I don't think he's mentioned much about Harvey Weinstein. The other question, though, that's kind of interesting. We watched all of these movies that the Weinstein Company did, and they did some great movies. Obviously, he's got, for whatever he is as a predator, he's got his good taste as far as movies, Shakespeare in Love, and the Quentin Tarantino films. Don't you wonder, looking at those films, how many of those actresses got the part because they complied and they actually helped Harvey out, if you know what I'm saying. Who would have been? Because here's the deal. I look back and I go, who would have been in those roles? Judi Dench would be in every one of those roles. She's the best actress out there. Did some of those actresses get those roles because they're not so great, but they managed to make Harvey happy? So then you look at those roles and go, maybe Gwyneth Paltrow wasn't the best for that role. Maybe, you know, Mila Jovovich, right? Jovovich, whatever her name is. Maybe she's not the right one. I started going, this is how sick I am. I started looking last night through all of the Harvey Weinstein produced films to see who the actresses were in there. And I started wondering, are they there because they were the best during the audition? Or are they there because they played ball, so to speak, with Harvey and got the job because of that? And the movie was kind of a hit, but it would have been better if so-and-so had not backed out or showed up at his hotel room. And you wonder. I mean, I just did a TV series with Jason Alexander. You sit there and you do casting. And the weird thing, when I did the casting, remember, I talked about a story that happened where an actress left the casting and she accused, I'm assuming it was our show, because everything led to the fact that it would have been our show. She railed in the press and said, you know, there's a show with a major star from what was one of the biggest shows on television, and they were casting the wife, and they wanted a young woman. I was too old, and I'm in my late 30s. It was a total lie. It was totally erroneous. We were looking for a woman in her 40s or 50s because she has kids that are 20, 21. So she came out of that and said that, okay? But in our casting session, nobody in there was trying to date or have an actress perform oral sex. We just wanted the best actresses possible. If Harvey Weinstein, in fact, has been doing this for how many years, do you know? 30 years? Look at the movie. This is how sick I am. Look at the movies, see who he cast, and you wonder who got jumped over, who got passed over that could have been better for that part, but was in that movie, and the movie was a big hit anyway, but not with the in-person intended, because they wouldn't play. It's kind of fascinating, because I'm sure he was involved. Boy, it's Gwyneth Paltrow. You name the actress. It apparently he solicited almost everybody and their brother. And then Dino reminded me, we do have that tape. If you haven't heard it, it's kind of stunning because it's so desperate. Here's Harvey Weinstein, who is a mogul, one of the most powerful guys in Hollywood. And here he is with this woman, Ms. Gutierrez, begging her to come into his room. It's so creepy. I'll play it one more time so you can hear it if you haven't heard it. But give a listen.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink.
Water. I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I'm not embarrassing
you. I'm sorry. I don't know. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want
everything, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time. Sit with me.
I
promise. Please sit there. Please. Mm-hmm. 1 minute.
No,
I ask
you.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. Okay? That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a thing with me in the
hall. It's not mine.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children, please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touch my waist?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. Let go. Goodbye. Never call me again. Okay, sorry. I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yes, there was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
And she could have been the star of The Witches of Eastwick. That's what I mean. If she said yes, is she in the next big movie bumping Judi Dench because she said yes? So weird, so creepy, you want to take a shower. And the interesting, fascinating thing is that on Tuesday, Bob Weinstein and the company's president, David Glasser, told concerned employees in a video conference they were shocked by the allegations and unaware of payments made to women who complained of unwanted touching. How is that possible? How is that ever possible? And then they reached out to the attorney involved in the company. And what did the turn? The turn. It's just you read this and your warning signs go off. Lance Myrov, the board member who handled contract negotiations, acknowledged in an interview he'd been told of settlements, but said he had assumed they were used to cover up consensual affairs, because I guess you pay a lot of money for a consensual affair to somebody. Stuff just doesn't make any sense. He said his chief concern had been whether Mr. Weinstein's behavior posed a legal liability, because they were re-signing him to a contract in 2015. They knew that eight settlements, really? They wanted to make sure he wasn't a liability, so they checked it out and said, no, there are no active complaints now of Harvey. Everybody in the company is claiming they didn't know about this, yet payments were made, hotel rooms were booked, it was an open secret in Hollywood. Rose McGowan had a settlement in the 1990s. Two female Miramax employees and Rose McGowan settled. In 2015, settlements were struck with others, and yet the brother and everybody else who were 2 feet from Harvey Weinstein for the last 40 years had no idea. This came out of the blue, just struck them down, shocked, appalled, can't believe it, had nothing to do with it. I don't know how long that anyone's going to buy that story until they start uncovering emails, settlements, etc. Again, all you have to ask is the question, what did Bob know and when? What did David Glasser know? What did Disney know? Who wrote the checks? Who made the payoffs? Who negotiated them? And how many settlements are there in total that we don't even know about? Maybe they'll come to light. The Justice Department is in it now, and all because Ronan Farrow finally got his story sold. And I'll say it again, Sharon Waxman, who runs The Wrap, she claimed that the New York Times turned her down in 2005, but she's been running The Wrap since 2009, and yet she chose not to do the story. Pretty odd. 800-222-5222. Peter Tittle and the 10 continues right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10 continues. That's Brad Paisley. He's going to be playing at the Saban Theater, which is a small venue. He usually plays in front of 20,000, 50,000 people. But he's doing us a favor, a benefit, for the Tom Sherrick MS Hope Foundation, and you can win tickets. We're going to play the news quiz, and you can call right now, 800-222-5222. Also, you have a choice of Zach Brown Band at the Hollywood Bowl. But either way, you get some great tickets. But call now, because we're going to play in just a couple of minutes, 800-222-5222. Brian wants to comment, I think, on the Harvey Weinstein situation. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Peter. It's an honor to talk to you. How you doing?
Good, man.
So hey, you know, my grandma always said growing up, money is the root of all evil. And this whole story is just another example of that. The whole entertainment industry is just a morally corrupt, bankrupt entity.
Watch it. You're talking about my biz. Well, I'm showbiz adjacent
to
in radio.
Course, not you, sir.
This is not the entertainment. We're not entertaining.
That's right. Exactly. But, you know, it's just cover up after cover up, lie after lie. Of course, everybody knew about this. You know, and there's going to be all kinds of this that's going to come out. We've already seen it with Ben Affleck and Jimmy Kimmel. There was even a Man Show clip that's surfaced from back before he was doing Jimmy Kimmel Live. So, I mean, this goes on, like you said, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It's just a morally corrupt organization.
But I got to tell you what, may I say something, though? Growing up, when you were busted, we were different. When we were kids, and Steve, when you're busted, you admitted it. People, politicians, it used to be, you busted, you said, okay, I did it, I'm sorry, you're remorseful, you did the TV. I love that Bob Weinstein sends out a company tape, this video to the company about we didn't know, we were blindsided. There's no bigger BS than the fact that you're doing payouts to the company. Eight women were paid off. No one knows. No, who wrote the checks? Yeah. Who wrote that they were left in a hallway by somebody? No one wrote them. Nobody accounted for them. Nobody moved money around. Nobody talked to the women's attorney. Nobody made the settlement deal. It's inane to think that in this organization,
they did not build
a whole organization to cover for it. Businesses like this build a whole department. I can't tell you the business. I can't tell you the specific place, but I know somebody who worked in an entertainment company years ago, and they had a lawyer whose only job it was to deal with the women who would show up on Monday that were promised jobs by the head of the company over the weekend. They would all show up. They would sit there on Monday saying, I was promised a gig, and they would be led to that lawyer who would then take care of the case, because one of the principals in the company was out there hustling for sex and making promises, and it was almost a weekly thing. So they had a lawyer just designated for that. So that's the entertainment business, Brian. Not everywhere. And I think the rules have changed a bit today. And I think people are more aware. But nevertheless, it's such nonsense that in this company, no one, 8 settlements that we know of, and no one knew. Everybody seemed to know. So thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. The lines are lighting up to play the Peter Tilton News Quiz, which we will do next. 800-222-5222 for tickets for Brad Paisley or the Zach Brown Band. We'll do that right after the news.
KABC News is live and local at 11:31. I'm Jeff Whittle. London police now investigating an allegation of sexual assault against film producer Harvey Weinstein for an alleged incident near London in the 1980s. And Weinstein has canceled his trip to Switzerland and is now undergoing sex addiction rehab in Arizona instead, according to TMZ, which caught up with Weinstein outside his daughter's home in Beverly Grove yesterday after LAPD responded to her 911 call.
I'm not doing okay.
You're not
trying. I gotta get help, because you know what? We all make mistakes. Second chance, I hope.
NYPD detectives also reaching out to women who claim Weinstein victimized them, even though the Manhattan District Attorney refused to prosecute him in 2015, despite that audio tape in which he appears to admit sexually assaulting a young actress. A woman's body was found on Venice Beach near Oceanfront Walk and Market Street around 6:30 this morning. She has not been identified, and the cause of her death is not known. There are unconfirmed reports her body washed ashore, and also that body may have been found by a city employee. Pakistan's military has rescued an American woman, Caitlin Coleman, and her Canadian husband, Joshua Boyle, as well as her 3 small children, who were all held captive by the Haqqani terror network for over 5 years. President Trump commented on the rescue today at the White House.
And I want to thank the Pakistani government. I want to thank Pakistan. They worked very hard on this, and I believe they're starting to respect the United States again.
Meanwhile, President Trump signed an executive order this morning he says will bring affordable health care to millions more of Americans by allowing them to buy insurance across state lines. Talk radio, 790 KABC Sports. Calgary skated by the LA Kings 4-3 in overtime despite 2 goals and an assist from Dustin Brown of the Kings. Now the Ducks skated by the New York Islanders 3-2. Nationals shut out the Cubs 5-0, forcing Game 5 of their series this afternoon in Washington. And the winner will take on the Dodgers in the NLCS starting Saturday. Yankees beat the Indians 5-2. So New York will take on Houston in the ALCS starting tomorrow. And that's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time 11:30.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilton at 10 continues, and it's time for the news quiz where we all learn news stories together, and one person gets to go see either Brad Paisley or Zach Brown, and that person today will be Roxanne in Los Angeles. How are you, Roxanne?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And you know how we play the news quiz. What do you do for a living?
I write children's books.
Do you really? And do they sell? Do they do very well?
Well, I just wrote my first one, Harmony the Butterfly, and it's going to be published soon.
So very good.
My very first one.
Well, good luck with it. Good luck with that. And I hope, is it a message book? Does it have good messages for kids in the book?
Yes, exactly. It's all uplifting and positive for our kids.
Which is great. And the second in the series should be Don't Go Into Showbiz. So, all right, here we go. We do true, false. We do multiple choice. You listen to me carefully, and hopefully you'll get to win. And here we go. In regards to Puerto Rico, the president this morning said that the U.S. cannot, A, forget the residents of Puerto Rico or American citizens, B, aid Puerto Rico forever, or C, turn our backs to a bigly humanitarian crisis. Is it A, B, or C?
I would say B.
It is B. He said that Puerto Rico is going to have to shoulder more responsibility for recovery efforts from the hurricane, saying the federal government's emergency responders can't stay there forever. And you've got quite a bit of pushback on that. The U.S. national debt has done what since the president took office? A, increased. B, decreased. C, stayed about the same. Is it A, B, or C?
I would say B.
You know what? I got it wrong. It actually is increasing. But on Inauguration Day, Joe was just fired. No, he wrote it wrong. But on the debt was $19.95 trillion. The Treasury's latest figure is $20.38, so it increased about $430 billion. Yesterday, the Boy Scouts of America announced that they would allow whom to become Scouts? A, girls. B, the elderly. C, Ferners. Is it A, B, or C?
It's A.
The Girl Scouts have issued a rebuke. The Boy Scouts of America's decision to begin letting girls in the ranks of the troops. What, you know what they're going to, you know why, by the way, cutting through all this on a serious note, you know why they're doing this. A membership has been down for years. It keeps dropping and dropping and dropping. It's been eroding since the late 70s. So they want the cookie sale money and they want membership dues and stuff. So I think that's why they're opening up. They've gotten a lot of people supporting it and a lot of people pushing it back. A national retailer, Target, will soon be offering what? Target's going to offer A, free foot rubs, B, voice shopping, C, digital assistance on shopping carts. A, B, or C?
I would say B.
They jumped into the voice-activated shopping. They're deepening their relationship with Google, offering thousands of items found in the store, except for perishables like fruit and milk. Shoppers will be able to shout out orders to their phone while they're running around doing errands or just walking. The move is happening as Google says shopping will be available later this year through Google Assistant on iPhone and Android phones. So we're just going to be lying in bed, yelling out what we want. Southwest Airlines recently announced it's going to start flying to where? A, Alaska. B, the moon. C, Hawaii. Is it A, B, or C?
B.
They're actually going to Hawaii. The company made the official announcement to thousands of employees first during a gathering in L.A. The carrier intends to start ticket sales next year. As for when the service will begin, it's still up in the air because the company secures FAA approval to operate between the mainland and Hawaii. So I guess you'd be sung to by people in khaki shorts on the way to Hawaii now. They'll treat you. The owner of the Albuquerque house used as Walter White's house in Breaking Bad. Did you used to watch Breaking Bad?
No, actually, I never watched that show.
All right.
I know, I'm like the only one.
No, you know what? I don't judge. It was a great show, but you're probably healthier for not having watched it. The owner of the Albuquerque house, used as Walter White's house in Breaking Bad, has installed a fence to keep fans from throwing what on the roof? Are they throwing A, crystal meth, B, Pete's pizzas, C, nachos? Is it A, B, or C?
Let's do B.
Yeah, there's a famous scene where the Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, once threw a pizza pie onto the roof of his home. 4 years after the Breaking Bad series finale, fans regularly toss pizzas onto the real Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's bizarre that somebody actually go out and buy a pizza to throw on the roof of a pizza. People are very, very, very strange. This is why I keep to myself. And according to a new study, since you do kids' books, published in The Lancet, kids today, children and adolescents, are obese. More than 40 years ago, they've gotten much more obese. Is it 5 times, 10 times, or 50 times? 5, 10, or 50 times more obese?
Let's say B.
It is 10. The number of obese children and adolescents rose to, listen to this, 124 million in 2016, more than 10 times higher than the 11 million classified as obese, which is so sad because of all the health implications, the obesity leads to diabetes and so much more. Listen, you won. Stay on the line, and I'll get you to Dino, who will get you your tickets. And hopefully, if you're going to Brad Paisley, I'll see you there. Good luck with your children's book, and thanks for listening. Peter Till the 10 continues right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till the 10 continues, hour number 2. Engineer Steve trying to class up the show a little bit. It is Pavarotti's birthday, and I love him. I love the voice. Never know what he's saying. It's like Steve Martin says, he's got a different word for everything. I love every type of music. Opera, a little bit challenging for me because if you don't know what's going on, but Pavarotti's the man. Interesting. You know, I have a TV series that's launching with Jason Alexander, and we wrote an episode based on a story that a friend of mine told me that he was left at a stand by his parents. He went to the bathroom, family was in the car, and they left the kid in the bathroom and didn't realize until miles down the road, hours down the road, that the kid was not in the car because I guess they had I think 5 or 6 kids. Well, this story just broke. A 3-year-old kid got lost in a corn maze in Utah on Monday night, and his parents didn't notice because they didn't report him missing, Dino, until the next morning. How do you leave your 3-year-old with a corn maze and you get in the car and you leave? Oh my God. So they lose the kid in the corn maze. They realize the next day it was in West Jordan, Utah, Monday night. They lost the track, but somehow didn't realize it. Fortunately, someone else found the kid on a Monday. You're in the corn maze and you see a 3-year-old walking around. I'm guessing crying. How tragic is that? He couldn't tell him enough about himself to find his family. So he's now, it winds up in Child Protective Services in the corn maze. No charges were filed, but police are investigating how it could possibly happen. And you know what's funny? If I opened the phones up, if we had time, I guarantee we'd get calls from people that this happened to, where you had a big family and you were left behind. The cop says the parents showed up at the station with their 10 other kids. So that's probably how it happened. But really, still, you don't get in the big wagon. You don't get in the van and go, Billy, Susie, you know, wow. Pretty amazing. And then the other big story that kind of got my attention is there's a major flaw that's been detected. And, we talked about listening devices in your home. Google Home Mini Speaker. So they detected this newly unveiled Google Home Mini Speaker that allows it to secretly record conversations without users knowing. Last week, Google showed off this next-generation smart speaker in an event that they were throwing in San Francisco. They sent it to members of the press to review it. So they sent it home. Guy takes it home. And he goes on the site. This is a Android police tech blocker. And they found that when he went and logged on, because you can see your activity on your account page, noticed it was totally populated with audio clips recorded in his home. Hello. And it saved recordings at times when the wake word, which is OK Google, wasn't used. And I'm sorry now that I said that, because as soon as I said on the air, anybody listening that has one of these devices, when I say Google, probably goes off. But he goes on his site and finds out it has hours of recordings, and he never prompted the machine to do it. Now, Google, of course, is jumping through hoops saying, this was test cases, and they were given to the press, and we will fix it by the time it gets out to the public. But just know that when you buy an always-on device, you have to actively go in and tell it you don't want it to always be on. And I've got my Amazon, my Echo, Alexa. And half the time, I'm talking to my wife, or I'm just sitting watching TV, and it will answer me or say something. So I'm a little bit skeptical. I don't care. Nothing goes on in my house that even if you reveal it, it's so boring, I really don't care. But trust me, there are a lot of items that are always on, and you best be careful because they are uploading it. They're listening to the information because they want to figure out ways to sell you, because that's how they can make additional money. After they sell you the item, it's the item plus. So there you go. You know who else is always on? Mike Catherwood. And he'll be here in just a couple minutes. Talk Radio 790 KBC.